So what you'll hear in the following guided meditation is just some very basic meditation instruction. I'll lead you through a very simple practice of presence, coming into the body, and cultivating a receptive mind state to experience the poem, which I will read right before the end of the meditation period. After I read the poem, we'll stay in silence, we'll allow the poem to resonate in us, and when the meditation period is over, I'll ring the bell and we'll come out of the practice. As you hear the poem, just simply let the poem come into you. Experience the poem as fully as you can. You might visualize it, you might concentrate on the sounds of the poem, but try to let the analytical mind be in the background and simply experience the poem as fully as you're able. So let's begin by finding a comfortable meditation posture, a posture that is supportive of the quality of attention and awareness. So a posture of relaxed alertness. And letting the body relax. You might let the shoulders drop and let the face be soft, let the eyes be soft. Just letting go of any obvious areas of tension. And feel just how it is to be sitting here right now, in this moment, in this body, in this space. And feeling those places of contact, of touch, your feet on the floor, your seat on the cushion, your hands on your thighs or one in the other. Just notice that quality of touch, of pressure, warmth, coolness. Feeling the weight of the body. Just dropping the awareness down and in. And then feeling the breath, just noticing the belly as it expands and contracts. We're feeling the air flowing in and out of the nostrils. And just bringing attention to this quality of breathing that supports us every moment of our lives, which we so often ignore. Really noticing, how does it feel to breathe? You might notice that the air is a little cooler coming into the nostrils, and a little warmer on the exhalation, having been warmed by its journey through the body. Just noticing what you notice and resting in this quality of awareness. Those Winter Sundays by Robert Hayden. Sundays, too, my father got up early and put his clothes on in the blue-black cold. Then, with cracked hands that ached from labor in the weekday weather, made banked fires blaze. No one ever thanked him. I'd wake and hear the cold splintering, breaking. When the rooms were warm, he'd call, and slowly I would rise and dress, fearing the chronic angers of that house. Speaking indifferently to him, who had driven out the cold and polished my good shoes as well. What did I know? What did I know of love's austere and lonely offices?